I guess our first question is how are you going with all of this health crisis stuff going on? How are you faring?
I've just kind of been finding little ways to keep busy. I guess for everyone, it's pretty overwhelming and just sort of coming to terms with how long it's going to sort of take is the sort of thing that's really crazy about it. But yeah, I think like everyone, I'm just trying to find things to keep me busy and just using the time to work on stuff that I guess I've been meaning to work on for a while.
Absolutely. I hear that one of the ways that you're keeping yourself busy is baking some bread for a local delivery service down in Thirroul. How'd that all start?
Well, I've been making bread for about a year and it just kind of started out. I think I had no money and I was just like, I'm going to make bread.
Cut the costs.
I think I watched like a video of like, or read an interview of Moby saying that he used to make bread when he was poor. But then that sort of turned into getting into like sourdough and wanting to make traditional kind of sourdough bread. And I just got really carried away with it.
I love that. I mean, it then begs the question too, the title of your new album is 7 AM. Does that refer to the early bird baker's lifestyle?
Not intentionally, but I do like that connection. That's cool.
So you have been recording this album at home. How was that different for you? And was it a fun experience to be doing?
The album, I guess I was recording it without knowing that it was going to be an album. So yeah, it was really sort of just experimenting and figuring out how everything works. I think it was probably like my, you know, like some early attempts of home recording and stuff like that. So yeah, it was fun just sort of delving into my own world and just sort of figuring it out. Yeah.
And that whole idea, I guess, of your own world as well, you've been attached to so many different local bands as Big White and Hightails and Board Shorts. Was it a different experience to work on your own? Was it easier? Did you have a little bit more freedom? What was that like?
Yeah, I think I like working on my own just as much as I like working with people. It's definitely different for obvious reasons. I mean, you don't have anyone to sort of bounce off with ideas, so it can be harder, but then there's also that lack of that sort of communication sort of interference where, like, I suppose sometimes it's hard to communicate, or maybe not necessarily hard, but it's a skill that I think, like, playing in a band, like, you've really got to sort of build that muscle, and I guess just one of those things that's not really necessary when you're sort of working on your own. So just a different experience, and
you can go off on your own little tangents and experiment and spend as much time as you want on an aspect of recording.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, get carried away.
The album seems to celebrate a lot of kind of life's simple pleasures, you know, in I Want to Dance a Lot, you even reference, you know, watching sunsets on the West Coast, falling asleep watching Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Are you happiest putting these everyday experiences into a song? Is this a little insight into your life, into your soul?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the everyday things, it's a good question. I think I like to write about everyday things, but then, I don't know, I guess there's also some deeper place. Maybe it's that the sort of everyday things, they kind of just flow out when you're sort of just trying to write lyrics. Like they're the sort of things that just come to you without having to sort of be about this bigger picture of, you know, like a meaningful song. You know what I mean?
And even what you were saying before about writing the album, not even knowing that it was going to be an album, this is just so organic in itself.
And I think lyrically, and given that the songs, I think I wrote them all, you know, at different parts of my life, so they kind of take from different places.
Now, Nick, we've spoken about the bread baking, the recording at home. You also animate for a bunch of film clips as well for some other 2SER favourite artists like Body Type and E4 as well. I think you've mastered the art of never leaving the house ever again. I think you're going to be just fine with all this.
Yeah, no, it is. It's interesting because, maybe it's not that much different from how I usually operate.
I've been saying that to everyone. I was like, oh, damn, I didn't realize that my lifestyle was just called quarantine. I think I've got this under control.
Yeah, I think a lot of people actually just like...
Yeah.
Either really enjoying the time off or like it's no different from usual.
So what is next for you? Would you like to keep recording some solo stuff, keep working on your animation, go back to more of the band style stuff? What do you see 2020 looking like for you?
I think I started the solo project basically as a mechanism just to put out just kind of like whatever I've written. So I'm glad that I have that there now, and I've already started working on stuff for a new album. Yeah, just like kind of all the stuff that was backed up, like thinking of putting out like a couple of like some little mixtapes as well. And then I'm also working on some music at the moment with my partner Sophie. Yeah, which might be coming out soon.
Fantastic. What's that dynamic like? I'm so curious because I don't think I could ever work with my partner. I think I'd kill him. What's it like working with someone in such close proximity to your personal life as well, mixing that personal and professional life?
It's been fun. Like I think it probably took us a little while figure out to get comfortable with it. I think this is kind of like having this time, it's the first time we've both been able to just kind of be like, yeah, let's do this, and there's no pressure on like when it has to be done or like whatever stuff like that.
Got the time to focus on it and the energy to put towards it.
And it's just been really a really fun sort of collaboration. I've really enjoyed it, just kind of bouncing off each other.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I can't wait to hear whatever comes out of that collaboration, that little partnership there. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Well, you might hear something kind of soon.
Okay. Ears and eyes open, people. We're going to keep an eye on that one, Nick. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you for having me.